Well, it is a privilege for me to introduce one of my dearest brothers in the world. Didier Mokoci is not just like a brother to me, he is my brother in Christ, and he will always have a special part of our family and is a special part of this church family. Come, brother, and share the word of God to us.
Jambo. Jambo sana. Jambo. Zuri sana. Yeah, this is how we greet each other in my country. I don't want to say in my village. Yeah. My brothers and sisters, thank you so very much for giving me this opportunity to remind you, to remind ourselves the words of our God. This morning, I went to Shallow Baptist Church, and we share about the prayer that the Lord Jesus taught his disciples. And in that prayers, we have six teachings, very deep teachings, very, very deep. The first was the truth that showing us that God is our Father. The Lord said, all the time when you pray, you need to say, our Father. Which means the one who created everything, the earth and the heaven and the earth, is our Father. And it's not like our biological fathers. Is holy. Is holy. Why Jesus was sharing that? I don't know if it's a prayer or a teaching. I think it's both. More a teaching. When you come before the Lord, remember all the time that is our Father. Not only our Father, but is holy. Not only holy, the third truth is he has a plan for us. May your will be done. Before you come to this world, God has a will for you. God knows your A and your Z. If you know that, it will influence even your words when you come before the Lord. Our biological parents do not know our A and our Z. They depend on, they may have a good plan, but they still need to trust in the Lord. And the fourth truth is that we are sinners. Never forget that. When we come before the Lord, we need to ask for forgiveness for our sins. And the secret is, when we forgive others, God will forgive us. I say that in my church in Lubumbashi, because sometimes in my church we can have enemies. I say, brother, do you know that you will spend eternity with me in heaven? And how we cannot agree here? How we are not able to agree, you and me? We can be Christians, very good quality of Christians. Very good quality of Christian, this is what we call a disciple. Disciple is a very high level to be a Christian, a good Christian. This is the last words of our Lord. The Lord spent 3 years in his ministry in this world. He could start a little bit earlier, but he was a very polite man, very polite. He wanted also to respect the tradition of Jews. He said, I will wait until I will be 30 years. 30 years is the age that allowing people to be a rabbi in Israel. He said, I will wait. Do you remember when he was 12, he could convince old people? He was very intelligent. He could start preaching at that day, age, but he waited. 30 years old, he started his work. He did so many things, extraordinary. Just imagine somebody who is dead after 4 days, people crying. They say, if you were there, I say, I'm the resurrection. If you were, if you believe, you will see the glory of God. Where did you put him? Oh, no, Lord, don't go there. This is the fourth day. No. Say, where did you put him? Say, come and see. Do you remember that story? The resurrection of Lazarus. Say, take the stone. Lazarus, come. And Lazarus came. A person like that, you need to think twice when you look at him. And not only that, one day they were crossing the sea, the lake, the storm. He was there. He was a very busy man, very tired because he had his body, the water in the boat. The disciples, Lord, why are you sleeping? Wake up, we are dying. The Lord stood up, said, you storm, quiet. I'm your creator, quiet. And the storm was quiet. And people, the disciples, who is this man? Even the storm can obey him. He's God. The storm could obey Jesus. And Jesus said, people of little faith. You know, what does little faith mean? Little knowledge. Little knowledge. Because the faith comes from what we hear. And what we hear comes from the Word of God. Before I leave this room, I will challenge you. How much time do you spend with God? Now, he did many things to show people that I'm God. I am God. He fed people, many people. People were sick. Just imagine somebody blind for 40 years. I know that you have a doctor here who is taking care of ears. He took care of my ears recently and gave me very nice quality of glasses. Thank you, God country. You. But you, people like that will spend many years just learning to know about the eye. Just imagine somebody 40 years cannot see. But he heard about Christ. He was crying, Son of David, help me. What do you want? I want to see. You know what Jesus did. And that person could see again. And his disciples saw that. It was life. Not dreaming. They could see that. Somebody is paralyzed. He said, you wake up. Somebody possessed by the evil spirit, the chains, and said, leave him alone and go to the pork. You know all the things. He was doing wonderful things. And finally, he will say to his disciples, I will die. After 3 days, I will come back to life. Okay, let's just please him, saying, yes, yes. But when Jesus died, he came back to life, they did not believe. People who experienced any kind of miracle that can prove that Jesus was God, but they could not believe that Jesus came back to life. When he came back to life, he showed himself to his disciples. There were 10. Thomas was not there. And he said, "Here I am." Thomas came. They said, "We saw the Lord." Thomas said, "No, I don't believe unless I put my finger there." And the second time he was there, Thomas was there. "Thomas, come and put your fingers." "Oh, my Lord and my Savior." Jesus did not laugh. He was very quiet and said, "You believe because you see. Happy those who will believe without seeing." He was thinking, teaching them, but also thinking about us. Nobody will say to me here, "I saw Jesus with my physical eyes." He's among us. We believe that he's there right now. We believe that when we gather like this, he's there, using our teachers, using our pastors to transmit, to tell us about his will. They did not believe in Jesus. This is sad. Why I'm telling, I'm reminding to all of us this story. Many people today do not believe that God is our Father, that God is powerful. Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible to those. If God gave us his Son, I think it can give us anything. But many people, until today, and unfortunately, some of them are even in the church, but they don't still believe. Little bit of faith. Now the Lord will give them a rendezvous. We need to meet in Galilee, in a certain place. When they went there, Jesus was there at the rendezvous. Now, listen to the last word of the Lord. The last words is almost the time very important than the first words. I don't know in your culture, but in my culture, the last will is respected so very much. Even the court respect that, especially when it's written. In my country, when somebody wants to die, he will put his children together. He said, "My children, I think the Lord is calling me, especially if he's a Christian. I'm leaving this world. This is how I want you to behave when I will not be there. This will belong to this man, this child. This will belong." Do you remember in the Old Testament, I will not go back there. Their parents, okay, know that now I'm leaving this world, and he will speak to his children. And he will write it down in case the members of the family, the friends, or people will like to disturb the last will. This is the last will of our Lord. Very intelligent and very wise, very true. He's saying that all the power is on my hands. This is a guarantee. He said, "Me, your the master of the world, I have all the power in heaven and on the earth." He was speaking, but some of them were still doubting. Even at the very end time, doubting. "Go and make disciples." My brother and sister, there is a difference between to be a Christian and to be a disciple. People who see the car parking there, if you ask them a question, "Oh, why? Oh, no, these are the cars of the Christian. They are going to the church. I would like to remind you, my brothers and sisters, that we are not a Christian. We are because we are coming to the church. This is good. This is a good step. But we need to go further. We need to grow. All disciples is a Christian, but all the Christians are not necessary a disciple. That's why the class was very simple. Disciples mean teach people to help them to be thinking like me, to be behaving like me. This is the most difficult part of our work in this world as Christian, as children of God. Now, teachings. What is the source of our teachings? What is the material? What is the food for our teachings? It's the Word of God. You will not be a good disciple of Jesus Christ if this book is closed. It's impossible. You will not be the disciple of Christ if you don't give back to God the time that is given to you. I think this is the second or the third time that I'm saying this about the 10% of the time that God is giving to you. This is so very important. How much time do you spend with your husband? How much time do you spend with your wife? How much time do you spend with your friends? How much time do you spend with to relax yourself? Many, many hours. How much time do you spend with God? Very big question mark. Remember one day a question was asked to the Lord. What is the greatest command? The greatest. It was a trap. But the Lord gave a very simple answer. Love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, your thought. And love your neighbor as you love yourself. This is the summary of all the Bible. Do we love God? Do we love God? If you say yes, how much time do you spend with God? I'm telling you that if you don't spend at least 2 hours and 40 minutes every day, you need to think twice. This is the minimum. Many of you will say, oh, no, this is crazy. No, it's not crazy. This is the 10% of what God gave you. You need to give back to God that time. You have 24 hours, 8 hours for your sleeping, 8 hours for your work, and the other 8 hours, you need to see how I can get 2 hours and 40 minutes from the 8 remaining hours to show my love to my God. If you don't do that yet, start slowly by slowly. It's very, very important. The Bible is very big. Just see it like a big forest. Many informations about God. We need to be aware of at least 1 out of 1 million of the truth here. But today, many churches are suffering. Many pastors are suffering. Why? Because people do not want to learn the Bible. for themselves. The Lord said, you will not only live from physical food. This body will be destroyed. We'll go back to the dust one day. We will also live from spiritual food. I remember all the time how much time you eat in this country. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, I don't know. And there is another one before you sleep, you go to bed, what you can. Dessert. Yeah, thank you. Many. And you are very serious with that. Very serious. So do I. I'm very serious when I'm eating. Almost the time when I'm eating, I'm not talking. I'm very serious. This is for my body. But I don't have only body. I have spirit. My body will not go to heaven. I will have another body. I need to feed also my spirit. The same way I'm thinking about my body, I need also to think about my spirit. People like to spend much time with so many things. You know how you spend your time. But I want to remind you, my brother, my sister, that things are getting very bad in this world. Things will not improve in our world. If you don't have the Word of God, we will not make it. We need to be in very good health spiritually to face things that will come tomorrow and after tomorrow. In this country and in my country, we can open the Bible, read the Word of God. In my country, you can even read the Word of God in the buses. Big bus, you read it, and on the street. But I want to remind you that in many countries, you cannot open this book. If they see you, even with one page, they will kill you. This is a privilege that God is giving to you. You need to take it seriously and learn more about God, know more about God, love more God, and then when you will not be able to open this book, it will be in your heart. And nobody will take it from your heart. Remember the story of Mary and Martha. Jesus came to visit them. Martha was very busy. How I can prepare for the Lord? How? But Mary said, I'm from a very bad life, and this man is the one who gave me a new life. Oh. He seated down, listening to the Lord. And the Lord was very happy. He said, oh, this is good. Let me just vomit the truth to this woman. And the sister was there, came, Lord, is it normal for you? Is it normal for you? I'm working there, busy, and my sister is there, is here, just seated. Say, Martha, you think about many things. Only one thing is necessary. One thing. And nobody will steal what I'm giving to Mary right now. Your house can burn. You have it today, tomorrow you don't have it. You can have gold, silver in your house. You have it today, and somebody broke your window, get it. You lose everything. But when you have Jesus Christ, nobody will take it from you. Not only for this world, even when you will leave this world. I'm with my brother, Pastor Phil here. if he has a problem right now, his soul is gone, we can keep him here maybe for another 1 hour or 2 hours. But after that, we will be the first to say, we need to go to take him somewhere. When he will be alone in the cold, and after that, we will go and bury him, if not burn his body to do food in the water. This is how life. And after 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, we forget about him. He's now a story. My sister, don't be afraid. Your husband will live for many years. I saw her. I said, "Oh, what a very strange example." No, I'm not prophesizing. I'm just giving an example because I know that his spiritual level is high. He will understand. If I name another person, it can be a problem. But with him, it will not be a problem. Which means one day somebody will go and take us, even our beloved wife or our beloved husband, our beloved children. They will go and leave us. They will be crying, but believe me, after 2, 3, 1 year, they will forget, and the life will continue. While when that man, that woman is gone, the Lord will be there welcoming him for a new life. What do you choose? Between being a normal Christian, oh, I'm a believer, that's it, and to be the disciple of Christ. To be a normal Christian is not difficult. Just come every day in the church, you sit like that, you hear the word of God, and after that, oh, my brother, thank you, God bless you, and you go. But when you want to be a disciple, this is different. And the Lord said, when you will be making disciples, I will be with you. In other words, I'm interested to people who are making disciples. I will be with you because this is the very difficult field. It's where the enemy, Satan, is opening his eyes. Satan is opening his eyes when people want to start to understand more who is God, how God is our Father, how God is holy. When people want to understand that and to refer themselves to the life of Christ, this is where Satan is opening his ears. And the Lord said, I know that he will open his ears. He will try to not let you do that. Then I will be with you because I have all the power. Don't be afraid. I am the winner. I won this world. These are the guarantees that the Lord is giving to us when we are working with him. Please think about how much time you spend with God. If you don't spend much time with God, it's not good. It's not a good sign that you love God. You love God, but not very much. You need to love God more than your wife, more than your husband, more than your children. Do you know the name of the father of faith? In the Bible, there is a name. And the Bible says that man is the father of the faith. Abraham. He could not have children. And he had children when he was old. Just imagine you waited for a long time. God gave you a child. And now God will come again and say, Abraham, give me that child. It's not easy. Abraham was not a supernatural man. He was a natural man like you and I, you and me. And he obeyed. He said, my son, let go, Isaac. I said, okay. Father, you have everything, knife, everything. But where is the animal that we will sacrifice? God will provide. Until he went there, tied him, put him, take his knife. I say, oh, Abraham, don't do that. Now I see that you love me. Do you love God more than everything? Remember the Ten Commandments. Love your God with all your mind, with all, with your time. Love your God. Just love your God. Very important. But today, it's not easy. There are people love just their cars. If you touch his car, it can be very mad, as you have no idea. Car. Love the house. Love the car. Love. But we need to love God more than other things, because everything will pass away except this. They are very famous people who have shaken this world. Hitler, Charlemagne, many, but we forgot about them. Many people don't remember them. If you ask Matamata who is Hitler, he will not even remember. But if who is Jesus? He came 2,000 years ago, but his name will remain the same until he will come back again. He came back in the beginning, Word, and he created everything. Jesus Christ, Word. And that Word became flesh, dwells among us, teach us. And he went back. He will come back again. Our faith will grow only if this book is open all the time. Found time. I don't telling you to not sleep reading the Bible. No, you need to sleep because it's good for your body. I'm not telling you to read this Bible in your office. It's not good. Your boss will fire you. I'm talking about the 8 hours, apart from your time of sleeping, your time of work, now there is 8 hours. If you calculate good, you will find time for your God. Praying means you can sit down, start speaking to God about so many things. How many times do you talk to God about your wife, about your children? How many times do you speak to God about your husband? It's very easy to say, my wife is not a good wife, a good woman. But how much time do you spend telling God about your wife? How much time do you spend telling God that I appreciate so very much what you are doing in my life? God likes to hear that. And God will be very happy. Say, God, I'm so very happy. Especially you who are coming to Congo. When you come back here, you need to love God more. Say, God, I don't have the words exact to express my gratitude to you for all what you have given to us. But many people, when they are with friends, many words. But when they are in front of God, they don't have much word, many words. But we need to learn. Why you don't have many words? Because you don't read many words. You don't read many words. If you are a friend of this Bible, you will have words. You will speak the language of God. This is a source. You drink from this source, this well, it will be full in you. And when you will open your mouth, you will be yourself a well, source. Your heart will be full with the word of God and all the time. I'm even surprised sometimes when I listen to what Christians say, I say, God, I don't want to listen. This smelling bad. You are not comfortable. How a child of God can say things like this? It's simple, because this is not his priority. His priority is the world. Homework. Please, homework. Write it down. Before you go to sleep, you go to bed, read Colossians 3:1-7. Don't forget that. Please do it. And the Lord will speak to you. You are born again. You need to have your eyes always, all the time, to the things that is in heaven. Things of this world will take you very far from God. I don't say that I need money to help in Mufunga, to help in Congo. I will be helped if you help me. This is normal. But while I'm doing that, I need to make sure that I'm doing that according to the will of God. May God bless all of us. May God help us to love him more than what we do today and now. May God help us to understand that 2 hours and 40 minutes every day doesn't belong to us. It belongs to him. I don't know how you are going to do that. Maybe 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes. Yeah, you just make sure that when you will calculate it after the end of the day, you will say, oh Lord, I spend my 2 hours and 40 minutes for you. It will be good. Love God more than anything. Just imagine I would spend 45 days here. And when I talked to my wife on the phone, she said, I miss you. I say, oh, I miss you too, you know. And we laugh. He said, my darling, do you love God more than me? He said, don't forget that. It doesn't mean that I don't love her. I love her so very much. I'm missing her as you have no idea. But we understand that what we should do now for God, we should do that. We will lose nothing. I will not die because she is not next to me. Only stupid people can kill themselves because of their husband, because of the stupid people. But I will not do that. I will not kill myself because of my wife. No. Because of my husband. No. No. But I'm ready to die for Jesus because I will lose nothing. God first. My family, second, my ministry, third, and other people, fourth. Because nobody will accept to be buried with me when I would die. I will go alone. People will cry, but I will go alone. I will be in front of my God. He's the only one who will accept me. My good friend got married with a woman here. He's divorced now. Why? Because he was spending much time in prayer. And his wife said, "This is not normal. You need to spend much time with me." He said, "I'm spending much time with you. I'm doing that when you are sleeping." But now, the woman, the wife, was just jealous, even jealous to God. And she could not allow her husband to pray. And she was always like this with her husband. Even she's deeply asleep, the husband will do his best to leave her a little bit. And when she would kneel down, she would just feel somebody on his back. Come and sleep with me, next to me. And finally, he said, "I cannot praise my God." This is for African culture. This is for European culture, American culture. This is for everybody. Love God more than everything. And we will see how God will open his hand and help us. Thank you.